وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're now beginning today's focus, which is Juz 11. So let's, without further ado, start. And the first thing we're going to do is look at the overall picture, which we've been doing all this time. 114 surah, 30 ajza, Quran revealed in ayat, which is 6,236 ayat. The Prophet then put it together as directed by divinity into surah or chapters, one surah, 114 surah, and that's what we have at the moment. But for us, the convenience, it was only divided into 30 equal parts, so the convenience of finishing it in a month. And that's why we've picked one juz a day. So hopefully in the month of Ramadan, we can begin by looking at a few ayat from each of the surah to be able to highlight or to journal. And then maybe you would continue with this practice yourselves. It's literally to personalize the Quran, to inspire ourselves, to connect to the Quran. And that's basically what this is about. To always start with wudu, to recite in Arabic, to seek his protection with a'udhu billahi, or protection from shaitan, from him, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, to enter in his name, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, to say la ilaha illallah all the time and recite the dua of the Prophet, which is walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama 'allamtani, make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. I'll make this really simple. In essence, it's talking about make me love your book. Make me love you through your book. Use it any other way. You want to fall in love with divinity. That's what this book is about. So our focus today is Juz 11. We're looking at three surahs, or the end of Surah At-Tawbah. Then we're looking at Surah Yunus. And the first, literally the first bit, it's the first five ayat of Surah Hud. It's not that much. The knick-knack on here is 1057, and you can tell it's the Quran, so when we come to it, you'll realize what it's about. But we're going to start off by just looking at an overview of Surah Al-Bara'ah, and like I said, in essence, if you ever thought of Surah Al-Bara'ah, you're thinking hypocrisy is now exposed. That's what the whole surah is about. It starts off with, like we talked about, disassociation. So there's a declaration, a real open declaration. We've disassociated ourselves with you, telling the Makkans. And if you had any unending treaties with us, that they're not time bound, then we have 4 months to sort this out. But your injustice has come to a limit, and then everything is exposed now. Everything is called out. So the first ayah we're going to look at is 9128. I hope I've got the right. Actually, we're going to look at 902 and 104, not 9128 first. So if you turn to 102 and 104, then you can see what it's about. And I've titled this as Tawbah. You can see there's a U-turn on there. And if I go to my Quran, you will see what I've done. I've put Tawbah all the way down here. Okay. Now let's go through the ayat and then we'll talk about it. So in this ayat, we have وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا. And some of them, okay, so akharuna and others as such, i'tarafu bidhunubihim, they have confessed their faults, so they've confessed their sins. And then Allah says, khalatu amalan salihan, but khalata, they've mixed together amalan salihan, their good deeds, wa akhira sayyan, they've mixed it with evil ones as well, but they've recognized that, they've confessed it. Asa Allahu, maybe Allah, an yatuba alayhim, he will turn towards them. Inna Allaha ghafurur rahim, Allah is forgiving and merciful. So even after all the hypocrisy that we had, remember he said, and we'll come to it in the second ayah, we read in ayah 53 that as much money as they want to give, if they spend, it will not be accepted. We looked at ayah 84, don't pray for them, don't go near their graves as well. But look what he says now, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً, take sadaqah from their property. So those who, so here we find that, you know, somebody was just asking me about why it is Surah At-Tawbah. It's never too late. Tawbah is always there. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً, take that money from them, take sadaqah from them. تُطَحِّرُهُمْ, it will purify them. وَتُزَكِّهِمْ, it will cleanse them. Biha wasalli alayhim, and pray for them. We saw in 84, don't even pray for them. But if they confess their sins, and if they sit there and tell you, look, we've changed, we believe now, pray for them. Inna salataka sakanun lahum. Your prayer for them will be peace. It will bring them contentment. It will bring them relief. Wallahu samiyun alim. And Allah is hearing and knowing. Alam ya'lamu anna Allaha huwa yaqbalu tawbah. And do you not know that Allah accepts tawbah an ibadi, for those who are His servants, who submit to Him? Wa ya'khudhu sadaqat, and He takes sadaqat. Anna Allah huwa tawwabur rahim. Allah is tawwab and merciful. It is phenomenal. So it's never like there's no hope, even for the hypocrites. If they change, there was a hope for them. Except charity, I've written down there. You can put cleanse and purify. You can put 953 there, not accepted. You could put 984 there, don't pray for them. So you could actually put that down there. And this 102, 103, 104, these all talk about. So now what do you do after that? Let's go back. So he says now, وَكُلِّ amalu, work. So don't just, now you've started a new life, you've done tawbah, you have to work. Work in what? Work in His way. Serve humanity. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. And Allah sees your work. وَرَسُولَهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And the messenger, and the believers. وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ, and be brought back to the knowledge of the seen and the unseen. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, and He will tell you what you did. So you can see there, I've put down the work. You will see results. So after you've done this, get your act together. That's what I've put down here. إِعْمَلُوا, get your act together. Okay, so don't just think that's it, I'm done now. Next ayah is 107. Now 107 talks about a masjid, Masjid al-Dhirar. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of a history first. So what the hypocrites did, and some say it was at the instigation of somebody who hated the Prophet. He was a Christian scholar. He hated Islam. He hated the Prophet. Actually moved away from Medina to Mecca and then left Mecca as well. But instigated, got all the hypocrites together, and they built a mosque. Now, when you build a mosque, people think, okay, it's a mosque, so we can't do anything to it. But the mosque was built to be able to oppose the Prophet, to be able to cause separation. So you couldn't do anything with people who went in a mosque because they pretended they wanted to pray, but they were there to be able to cause harm to the Prophet. And Allah is very, very strict about this. He says, وَالَّذِينَ تَخَذُوا مَسْجِدٌ ذِرَارٌ, those who built the masjid to cause dissension, to cause harm, wa kufran, and to cover up the truth, wa tafriqan, and to split people apart, bayna al-mu'mineen, to split the mu'mineen apart, wa irsadan liman haraba Allah wa rasulahu, and they wanted to attack the Prophet, and they made war with Allah and His Messenger, min qabli wa liyahlifunna in aradna illa al-husna wallahu yashhadu innahum lakadhibun. And when you ask them, they will say, we just want good. But Allah bears witness that they are lying. And when this ayah was revealed, this mosque was razed to the ground. The Prophet ordered that it would be completely destroyed. Now the next ayah. La takum fihi abadan. Never stand in it. Never go to such a mosque. Then he said, but the masjid, al-masjidun ussisa ala taqwa. But the masjid that is founded on taqwa, min awwali yawmin, from day one, ahakku an takumu fihi rijalun yuhibbuna an yatatahharu wallahu yuhibbul mutatahhirin. In it there are human beings who love, and they should be purified, and Allah loves those who purify themselves. It's a beautiful, and this is talking about Masjid al-Quba. So I'll go back to my Quran so you can see I've got Masjid al-Dhirar here, right? So I've put it down here in brown, as you can see, and then you've got Masjid al-Quba. And I've put the red thing with the heart where it says Wallahu yuhibbul mutatahhirin, so you can put it down there too. But you could write Masjid al-Quba. Here you could write Masjid al-Dhirar or Masjid al-Dhirar, and here you could write Masjid al-Quba. And then in the next ayah, in 109, he compares the foundation of these mosques to Iman. I'll just go back there for a minute so you can see it. There you go. So here he says, Afaman assasa bunyanahu, he's asking a question, who is better? The one who lays his foundation ala taqwa min Allah, on the taqwa of Allah and waridwan and His good pleasure, is he better? or is the one who lays a foundation. Now the word Allah uses here, if you look here, let me go to my other Quran so I can read it out for you properly, because I can't see both of them at the same time. So give me a second. So here Allah says, okay, he says, أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ تَقْوَىٰ مِنَ اللَّهِ رِضْوَانٍ. Is the one who laid the foundation on taqwa, is he better, khair? أَمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ شَفَىٰ حُرُفٍ حَارٍ فَانْحَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمُ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Now, if you look at the word, you're looking at جُرُفٍ حَار. Can you see that? I'm just going to come here, right here. جُرُفٍ حَار, down here. Jurufin Har is like a ledge. It's a ledge which has been eaten away by water, and it's very, very unstable. So Allah is saying, is the foundation that is built on taqwa better than this unstable foundation that if you stepped on it, it would lead you to the fire? Wallahu la yahdi al-qawm al-zalimin. Allah does not guide a people who are unjust. So he's talking, that's what injustice does. So it's when you look at Masajid and you look at Masjid al-Dhirar and Masjid al-Quba, he's saying, compare that to your iman. Which is better? The one that is based on dissension, on causing issues, or the one that is based on taqwa? All right, let's go to the next section, which is Ayah 111. Okay. Now let's see what Allah says. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it's a sale. So Allah has bought from the mu'mineen أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. So this is a sale. There is a purchaser and there's a seller. So the seller sells his soul, himself, his work, his life's work, and his wealth. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. So they've bought Jannah and they've given their lives. Now what do? The first thing, يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They're not scared of giving their lives in the way of Allah. فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيَقْتُلُونَ. So they kill and they are killed. وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَكَّةً. This is a promise, which is in the Torah and the Injil wal Quran. And then he says, وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِأَحْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Who is better at keeping a promise than Allah? So you bought Jannah and you gave your way of life, your whole life, and your wealth, and you gave it to Allah. And he says, فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْئِكُمْ. Rejoice on your sale. Rejoice on your trade transaction. الَّذِي يَبَعْتُمْ بِهِ. Which you have made. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that in essence is a phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal success that you've done. Now let's go. What do they do? What are these people like? What are they? So he gives their description. He says, التابعون. So these are people who continually turn to him. التابعون is somebody who does something all the time. So التابعون, I'll show it to you in my Quran in a minute. العابدون, they continually engage in acts of worship. والحامدون, they continually praise and gratitude. السائحون is to fast. They fast a lot. والراقعون, they're always doing ruku. والساجدون, they're always doing sijda. الْآمِرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, they enjoin, and we've done أَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. وَالنَّهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, that's what they do. And then وَحَافِظُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ, they are very protective. They are constantly protective of the limits of Allah. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and give good news to the believers. So you can see, put down here sale, right? And this is literally motivation to buy Jannah. That's what it's talking about. So it's a spiritual transaction, it's a spiritual sale, and I've here put constantly doing tawbah, but all these things are constant in their lives. Right, let's look at the next ayah, which is 119. It's quite simple. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, and this is what the Prophet said made his hair grey. Or you who believe. Ittaqullah, be God conscious. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqin, always be with the truthful ones. You know, we call the Prophet TTC, truthful, trustworthy, and compassionate. These are three things I've got to embody into our lives, and that's what it's talking about here. So all I've done in my Quran is I've highlighted it there, and at the side I've put with the truthful, so it always remains in my mind. And then 124. وإذا ما أنزلت سورة فمنهم من يقول, and never a chapter is revealed. There are some of them. يقول, they say, أيكم زادته هذه إيمانا? Which of you has it strengthened in faith? فأما الذين آمنوا, those who believe, فزادتهم إيمانا وهم يستبشرون. It really strengthens their faith and they are so happy. So when you learn a little bit more about Quran, you look a little bit more and you look at it and you think, oh my goodness, this has really made my day. That's what it's talking about. If that happens to you, you believe. So you want to know more and more and more of the Quran. So what I've done is highlighted it, revelation strengthens their iman. Okay? So now we're going to go back to the ayah. That's my favorite ayah in the Quran. I mean, I there's no way we cannot do this. And that's probably why it was right in the beginning. Now the surah begins with Bismillah. The surah is called Bara'ah, disassociation. But it's also called Tawbah, turning back. And here it's talking about an awesomely merciful prophet. I don't know how to put this, but I'm going to try my best. He says, "Laka ja'akum rasul." Certainly, indeed, a messenger has come to you. Min anfusikum, from yourselves. Azizun alayhi ma anittum. What is hard for you is even harder for him. What hurts you, it hurts him even more. If you're in distress, he is in more distress. Harisun alaykum. Haris, hirs is greed. He is, I don't even know how to put this. He's so worried about you. He's so passionate about you that everything about you he feels. And then bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. For those who believe, he is ra'uf. Ra'uf is somebody who understands what you feel. Somebody who sees your perception of things. Somebody who is incredibly merciful towards how you feel. He can feel your pain. Rahim is incredibly merciful. I mean, just look at it. It's phenomenal. Here, I put it all down here. In fact, I've written here my favorite ayah and I put a heart there. Everything that is hard on you is hard on him. Harisun alaykum, so worried about you. So worried about you that he's haris, he's passionate, he's passionately concerned about you. Ra'uf, he understands what you're going through, he can see from your perspective, he feels your pain, and he's extremely compassionate. So you know what? Continually ask in the name of Muhammad. Remember, the first is Muhammad, the last is Muhammad, the middle is Muhammad, all of them are Muhammad. So Imam Zamana, plead to him, that's how passionate he is to you and me. And then finally, if they find the world, even after all that, فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. If they turn back, say Allah is enough. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. You can see that. I've put it down here. تَوَكَّلْتُ you, on him you have trust. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. And he is the Rabb of the seat of power. It's a phenomenal ayah. Okay, so 9128. Make it your favorite ayah. There's so many. The last one you could compare to 3173. Okay. So now we're going to go to Surah Yunus, and as usual, like I tell you, I've cut it out from the website, I've stuck it here. And Surah Yunus, in essence, you look in one word, it's never too late. It's never too late to change. Sort of a continuation from there. Never ever too late to change, to believe, right? So you can put it up there, you can look at the highlights. There's inevitability of accountability, and the Quran has a divine origin. So let's look at the first ayah, which is ayah 12. Let's see what that says. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ. Now this is talking about, again, those who don't believe generally. They don't believe totally. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ. When an affliction touches the human being, دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَائِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا. He calls on us, whether he's lying on his side, sitting or standing. And that's okay. All of us do that. But فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا. Kashafa is to take something away, to unravel. You know, you open something up and reveal the remedy. So when we take it away, anhu dhurrahu, their difficulty, look what happens. Marra ka'allam yad'una ila dhurrin massahu kadhalika dhuyyina lil musrifina ma kanu ya'malun. It is as though he never called on us. He did it himself. And he says that this is what they do. This is what those who musrifin, who do israf, do do to themselves. This is israf on their nafs. So as you can see, I've highlighted it here. Ayah 12. When affliction touches them, you know, and then musrifin you can also put down possibly as unjust, right? So you can put unjust, you can put indulgent. They've been indulgent of myself. My granddaughter, when she learned the word indulgent, I asked her what that meant, and she said that's a bathtub full of donuts. So I remember that when I read this. When you continually eat lots of donuts, and then you complain of tummy aches and toothaches, then that's musrifin. And he's saying this is what they do. They forget, and they go back to eating their donuts. And that's a metaphorical sense. Okay. 10:21. Again, the same sort of thing. He says, وَإِذَا أَذَكْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً. When we make the human beings taste of mercy, مِن بَعْضِ ذَرَّى. After there's an affliction that's come to them, بَعْضِ ذَرَّى مَصَّتْهُمْ. إِذَا لَهُمْ مَكْرٌ فِي آيَاتِنَا. They start devising plans against our communication. قُلِ اللَّهُ أَسْرَوْ مَكْرًا. Allah's plans are quicker. Inna rusuluna yaktubuna ma tamkurun. And my messengers write down what you plan. These are the angels down there. They write down what they plan. Makr is in essence a covert plan, or a covert, something that a devious plan that you do against someone. So I've written it down there, afflictions after. And this is what hypocrisy does. There is no alhamdulillah. I'd like to tell you a little story so you remember. We had a little girl who came up at workshop and asked us for an ariza to write to Imam for her papa who wasn't well, and she posted it and we all prayed for him. A few weeks later she came back, she said she wanted another ariza. We said, is Baba not well? And she said, no, now it's to say thank you for making him well. Well, these people don't say thank you. They plan, they forget all about it. Now this continues on the same theme, 10:22. It is he who makes you travel by land and sea. Hatta idha kuntum fil fulki wajarayni bihim birihin tayyibatin. So when they're sailing first, there is this wind, rihi tayyibatin, beautiful soft wind, wafarihu biha, they're so happy about it. But then ja'atha rihun asifun, and then suddenly there's a wind, and asif is a wind with no mercy, it's a wild wind. It comes. Humul mawju, there's waves, min kulli makan, from everywhere, from all sides. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أَحِيطَ بِهِمْ. And they think, oh my goodness, this is going to take over us. So now what do? دَعَوْا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They pray to Allah with such sincerity. لَإِنْ أَنْجَيْتَنَا. If you give us najat, if you save us مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. We will be of those who are thankful. But he says, وَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ. But the moment he delivers them, إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. They become rebellious, بَغَى, on the earth. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O human beings, إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. You're only rebellious on yourselves. مَتَاعَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The life of the world is very, very short. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِيُكُمْ. You will be returned to us. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. So these are all lessons. I will go back to my Quran and you can see I've put them. You could put Asif as a wind with no mercy. I've put dua hands here, but I've put what happens after affliction. So when we pray and our duas are answered, it's time to say thank you. So the next one is 10:25. Okay. Simple ayah. Wallahu yad'u ila darissalam. I picked this because we all know darissalam. Darussalam is an abode of peace. Allah calls you to permanent peace. وَيَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ سِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And He guides you to the right path. Now if you look at my Quran, it's there. And if you looked at the ayah before that, it talks about the instability of the life of the world. Read it and you will see it. And I've put it down here as the life of the world is only a decoration. And in essence, there is so much instability in it. Okay. Let's look at the next ayah. And that's 10:30. And this is on Qiyamah. Hunalika. It is then. Tablu. That comes from Bala, which is test. That all your tests. Kullu nafsim ma aslafat. Salafa is what's happened in the past. It's your past. Okay. aslafa is something that's already done. So it says all your tests, all your results, you will see them all. Waruddu ila Allah, you'll be returned to Allah. Mawlahumul haq, in essence, if I can say, the true master. وَظَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, and all the things that you made up will be lost. They will not be there. So all the stories you made up, anything that was said that wasn't true, anything that you thought made your CV look really good, but it was all a bunch of lies, that will all get lost. And then the knick-knack that we had, 1057. Oh my goodness, this is absolutely phenomenal. So if you turn to it, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, our human beings, كَجَاءَتْكُمْ, has come to you, مَوْئِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. مَوْئِذَة is a lesson or an advice that actually seeps inside you. It penetrates deep inside you. So there's a lesson that's come deep inside you. Now this lesson, you have to accept it first. Your heart has to accept that lesson. When it accepts it, it becomes a shifa. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي sudur. It becomes a healing for the sudur. Now, the heart is a heart. Around it, if you can imagine a square or a big rectangle, that is the sudur. So it will then heal everything around it. وَهُدًا, it will become guidance. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and it will become a mercy for those who believe. So it's like, it's chronological. You have a problem. The Quran provides a solution to it. It penetrates, once your heart has accepted it. It then heals your sudur, and it becomes a guidance, and it becomes a mercy for those who are believers. And that's what the Quran does. That's what the Quran is all about. So that's what we need to take the Quran as a mawidah. So if you look, oh, here we go. I've highlighted it. I've written mawidah. I've put wa'idh as well, because sometimes in our language, we said somebody was doing a majlis, we said wa'idh. So we put it there just so you know that. So literally, it's advice which affects the feelings as well. Okay. And I've put that down so I remember. Problem penetrates, has to be accepted. Then shifa fi sudur. Kalbi smaller, sadr surrounds it. For then is instructions and mercy is blessings. Right, let's look at the next ayah. So ayah 62 to 65. Allah in awliya Allah. Indeed those who take Allah as their protective friends. Look what he says, okay? لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. They don't fear, they don't have sadness as well. So who are they? Let's go back, let's have a look at it so you can see it. So if you look at ayah 62, down here. Allah inna awliya Allahi la yakhafu alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Now what do they do? Alladhina amanu. They are those who believe. Wa kanu. Can you see this? Wa kanu yattaqun. They are those who are God conscious. They protect themselves against evil. What will they have? لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They will have good news in this world. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ. Allah's words will not change. They will never change. He never betrays. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the ultimate success. What is the ultimate success? Being friends of Allah. Taking him as your protective master. So that means there is no fear and no grief as well. And if they say anything, he says, وَلَا يَحَزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. They will say lots of things. Don't let it affect you. إِنَّ الْإِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Allah has izzat. He has status, izzat, everything you're looking for, might. It is with him totally. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And he is hearing and he is knowing. So these are the ones that we've highlighted. وَلَا يَحَزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ إِنَّ الْإِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And you could highlight those in green. The next one is 1098. And that's the only place where Prophet Nuh is mentioned. Okay? And that's why I put it, Prophet Yunus is mentioned. It's the only place where he's mentioned. He's not talked about, it's his people who are talked about. So what happened here? فَلَوْلَا كَانَ. And there was not a town. Amanat فَنَفَعَهَا, which believed and their belief profited them. Imanuhum, their iman profited them. Illa قَوْمِ Yunus, except the people of Yunus. So, لَمَّا آمَنُوا, when they believed, Kashafna, remember Kashafa I said? To unravel, to show you, to remove, to unveil, to remove the punishment. Kashafna anhum adhab al khizi. We remove the punishment from them of khizi fil hayat al dunya, of being humiliated in the life of the world. Wumata'na lahum ilaheen. And we gave them provision till our time. Why? Most of the times when punishment came to them, it could not be averted. But for the people of Yunus, it was, because Yunus had left them. Prophet Yunus had left them. He didn't even know when the punishment was arriving and he could see it coming from the skies. He left them. He had enough. He wasn't told to leave. He left. And Allah is saying that when they saw the punishment, they raised their hands in tawbah. They asked for tawbah, and we took the punishment away from them because their messenger had left them. That was one difference that they had. And therefore they're mentioned here in this ayah. The next one we're going to look at is 108, and that's free will. So he says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, all human beings. Okay. قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. The truth has come from your Rabb. That is the Quran. فَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى, whoever follows it, فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ, he follows it for his own self. وَمَنْ ظَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَظِلُّ عَلَيْهَا, if you go astray, you go astray for yourselves. وَمَا أَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ بِوَكِيلٍ, I am not a caretaker over you. You have free will. So if you look at my Quran, he says, it has already come to you. If you have committed to guidance, then it's for yourself. If you haven't, then you will go astray. And the Prophet is not here to guide you or to take you by your hand. He takes you to the water, but you have to drink yourself. And I've put free will down there. Thank you. All right. Next is Surah Al-Hud. And Surah Al-Hud, in essence, we're only looking at a little bit. It's the basics of faith. And it's lessons from the stories of past. But in essence, it's about the basics. So the moment you think of Hud, you think of basics of Iman, like literal basics. And the first four ayat, because this surah actually, this juz actually ends in the fifth ayah. So we're going to look at the first four ayat. Okay? And here it says, Alif Lam Ra. Kitabun uhkimat ayatuhu. Uhkimat comes from muhkamat. They're clear. They're clear and they're bite-sized. So these verses are clear. Fussilat, they've been explained. Min ladun, from Hakim and Khabir, from the wise and all aware. Now you will see when we looked at Surah Yunus, there was little mentions of this, and it's and in Surah Al-Hud it is expounded into a little bit more. The Prophet said Surah Al-Hud and its sisters, and Yunus is known as its sister, they made my hair grey, they made my hair white as such. So they were so strong. So let's see what these beliefs are. The first one. And it's basically usuladin. Allah ta'budu illallah. You will not do the ibadah. It's basically tawheed. No ibadah except for Allah. You will not be the servants. You will not submit yourself to anybody but Allah. Secondly, nubuwa. Innani lakum minhu nadhirun mubin. I am for you a warner and bringer of good news. And then, wa anistaghfiru rabbakum. Do istighfar to your Rabb. Thumma tubu ilayhi. Then turn to him. يُمَتِّئَكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى, and he will make it really good for you to an appointed time. وَيُؤْتَ كُلِّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلُهُ, he will give you so much extra. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, but if you turn back, فَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ, I am worried about يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ. So that's the third usul, which is Qiyamah. And it all comes in here. Sorry. And finally, if you look up here, in the last ayah, ilallahi marjiukum, to Allah is your return, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and he has power over everything. So in essence, that is the basics of Iman from Surah Al-Hud. Inshallah, we will continue with the 12th juz. We will do that tomorrow, inshallah. But for today, we end. So, Rabbana taqabbal min